Welcome to Talking Politics, KBIA's weekly show dedicated to talking about local and national politics. I'm Abigail Corson. The True False Film Fest is this weekend, and as part of KBIA's True False Conversations, I talked with Elise Steinberg and Josh Kriegman, who are co-directors on the film Wiener. It's a political documentary that follows scandal-ridden former Congressman of New York, Anthony Wiener, as he tries to rebuild his political reputation and become the next mayor of New York. So I think the first question people are going to have once they see the film is, how did you guys get Anthony Wiener to be so candid?
So I actually met Anthony years ago when I was working in politics. I actually was working for him when he was in Congress. I was his chief of staff for a couple of years. And so he and I knew each other well. As most people know, you know, Anthony was a congressman who got caught up in this sexting scandal when he tweeted an indecent photo of himself to all of his Twitter followers and ended up resigning from Congress because of it. So he and I stayed in touch, and a couple years after he resigned, he decided to run for mayor of New York City in an effort to get back into politics and rehabilitate himself. And that's when, you know, Elise and I had been working together on various film projects, and we were really excited to possibly get a chance to film this campaign as it unfolded. And so we reached out to him, and he agreed to allow us to follow him through the campaign.
Was there ever any hesitation on his part in letting you all film a documentary about his kind of his road to redemption?
You know, it's interesting. People don't necessarily know or remember. For the first, you know, 6 weeks or so of the mayoral campaign, he was actually doing quite well. He was really defying expectations. He was not that far removed from a fairly unprecedented, you know, sexting scandal. And it looked like New Yorkers might actually forgive him, and he was at the top of the polls. And a lot of folks were saying, wow, this guy could really come back and maybe be mayor. So things were going really well. And I think at the point where, you know, the scandal resurfaced and the campaign took a different direction, I think that I had become embedded in the campaign and filming everything. And, you know, it felt natural to keep going and keep documenting things as it all unfolded.
Just so I have the timeline kind of right, you guys started making this documentary, and then it was in the middle of making it that the second scandal broke, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was about 6 weeks or so into the campaign, and about halfway through the summer of 2013, the scandal resurfaced. New revelations about the scandal that had led to his resignation kind of came to light, and ultimately it was not something that, you know, Anthony and the campaign were able to get past.
From your guys' standpoint, how did you all react to that? How did that creatively change the direction of this documentary? Did you all have to step back and regroup?
Well, I think, you know, as Josh was saying, we began and we thought this could be a remarkable comeback story. And as Josh was saying, he was leading in the polls, but then things took an unexpected turn and we became a fixture in the campaign. And I think that led to us still being there and filming it as things, you know, unfolded.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is one of those sort of classic, you know, fairly common kind of documentary stories where you set out to make one film and you really, you know, Elise and I really had no idea what to expect. I don't think anyone really knew what was going to happen or how it was going to unfold. And so, you know, we had some, you know, sense of it maybe going in one direction, but then, you know, as things change, it's in terms of the filmmaking, it's just a matter of, you know, staying with it and continuing to document and sort of follow wherever the story leads.
That was just a portion of my interview with Elise Steinberg and Josh Kriegman, the co-directors of the documentary Wiener, which will be at this year's True False Film Fest. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Abigail Corson. Thanks for listening.